to 1988. The interviewer is W.J. Meganson. For the record, the interviewee is my mother, and she's also hard of hearing, so I have prepared the answers ahead of time in writing, though she has not seen them and we have not rehearsed this. And she'll be reading them as I ask the questions orally for the tape recorder. If we need to use the pause button several times, that may occur while I write out additional follow-up questions. What is your name? And what is your age?
My age is 81.
Where were you born?
I was born at Calhoun, S.C.
And what house were you born in?
Just above the grocery store.
Did your mother have a doctor or a midwife?
I would think she had both.
Were all of the children born at home?
And all of the children were born at home, as far as I know.
How long did your parents live in that house?
My mother and father moved into the... Oh, wait a minute. You're the house you're talking about where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how long it was. Long enough for Seal and me both to be born there.
That is your older sister,
at least, I would think at least 3 years, but I don't know.
Did you know Dr. Hines?
What?
Did you know Dr. Hines?
No. He owned the house, but I didn't know it.
You are one of the older living natives of Calhoun. What are some of the older houses that you remember? Any others?
I don't believe so.
Were there any houses across the street from your own house when you were growing up? That would be across Calhoun Street.
You want me to read this out? Not directly in front, but to the right, there were houses.
Whose were they?
Mm.
Whose houses were they?
Well, different people lived in them. I don't know who owned them.
What did the Hal Boggs house look like?
Yeah, I remember the Hal Boggs house, and it was tall, two-story, and had a portico at the top where you could look out.
When you talked about Calhoun or thought about it, what area were you thinking about?
The street where I lived, and that
consider the houses and shops near the college as part of Calhoun?
Not as I was growing up. That was later.
Where did you first go to church?
Methodist Church.
How often did you go? What was different about the church? What was different about the church? Anything? Did you ever go to church anywhere else while you were growing up?
Yeah, I went to the Baptist church a lot.
And did you continue going to the Wesleyan Church until you went off to college?
Oh, no, I did that until I went off to school.
Where did you first go to school?
I went to the little building that was used for church and Sunday school. Down the... I don't know what that road is, do you?
That's down what is now the old Central Road. How many grades were there?
Oh.
How many grades were there in the school?
I don't know. I measure. I think I would guess that it went up about through the 8th or 9th grade. They just had one room. You want to teach us?
Mm-hmm. Who are the special teachers you remember?
Patty Earl. That's one. And Bess Hendricks. Those are the two that I remember.
Was the school heated?
A big
and how?
Coal burning heater. One big heater in the room.
When did you first go to the Clemson Calhoun High School when it was built and when it was merged?
Goodness.
she ever play with any of the black kids in town?
I knew the black kids, but did not play with them. They didn't come to the school.
What teachers do you remember?
They had their own school. Is this anywhere in school?
At the high school.
Oh, Miss Patrick. It's Miss and Mrs. Witherspoon. It's Margaret Morrison.
What did they teach?
What
did they teach?
Patrick was English, and she's the main one I taught.
What did the school kids do for fun?
Do you mean at school here for the... Oh, around the mulberry bush, and I don't remember what else.
And when did you graduate?
We didn't have all the equipment they have now. I graduated twice. I was 23 and 24. We didn't have the 11th grade till after we already graduated and had graduation from the 10th, and then they put the 11th on, and we graduated from it in 24.
How did you meet Clemson College students for dates?
Well, I met most of them that I knew going to BYPU. That's what training you in now. No, I did not go to Clemson dances.
Why not?
Well, I didn't know how. Was the main thing.
Tell me about the stores in Calhoun.
No.
Did you ever know J.D. Morgan?
I remember who they were, but I didn't know either one of them.
Or William Holden. Tell me about the Boggs store.
I don't know the answer to that.
And that's a question whether her father started in business for himself or worked for somebody else first. Describe your father's store, its contents, and whether he had any people working for him.
It was a general merchandise, shoes and clothes, hardware, candy, all kind of food. I don't remember but one person that worked for him.
Who was that?
It was Miss Anna Gaines.
What did she do?
She was a bookkeeper.
Describe the Boggs store.
They had clothes to sell, dress goods.
Anything else?
What?
Anything else?
Cheese. They had a big cheese. They cut you off what you wanted. That impressed me more than anything about the store.
Your father didn't have cheese.
Well, I guess he had it, but I don't remember it being like that.
Were you allowed to shop at the Boggs store?
Oh, sure.
Were there any other stores in town? Were there any other stores in town?
Well, yes. The house first of all, you know, still not born, was born in a house here. And then there was this vacant place in there, Bo Boggs' place, and they built a store in there. But I don't remember the name of it.
What kind of store was it?
Had everything in your book.
A general store?
Hmm.
A general store?
Well, it was a general store, I guess you'd call it.
How long was it there?
I just don't remember.
Do you remember when it was first built?
Yeah, but I don't remember the year. I remember it being built, but I don't remember when it was.
About how old were you?
Oh, damn it. I don't know. I'm not much help.
Did the roads to Clemson, the roads to Central, to Greenville, to 6 Mile run pretty much the same as they do today?
No.
How did they run?
I'm saying no to that the roads did not run, and then I said...
How did the roads run?
What?
How did the roads run? How did the road to Clemson run?
Well, they... The roads of Central used to go up by Aunt Ella's house, you remember that, and on to Greenville. 6 Mile, you know, went by Cutting Main. Well, they're sort of like with that, but it's not the way they are today.
And you ever remember a time when there wasn't an... Do you remember a time when there wasn't an underpass there?
Well, no. I don't... It was that far back out, I don't remember.
What was it like growing up in a hotel?
All kinds.
And what kinds of people stayed there?
And it was work.
What kinds of work?
Well, we made the beds and cleaned up. We had to bring up coal and kindling. And before we had lights, we had to clean the lamps and wash the chimneys and fill oil in all the lamps. Help do the cooking. Go to the pasture.
Where was the pasture?
Seal and I went to the pasture. But I never did, though. Learned to milk. Seal could milk. She milked.
Where was the pasture?
What?
Where was the pasture?
Oh, it was on the road to on the road to Clemson.
Beyond the schoolhouse?
On the other side, on the farther on in the schoolhouse.
What specific people or groups of people stayed at your mother's hotel?
Well, workmen mostly, linemen and road builders, electricians and things of the kind. Some people that were working for the college. Barbers.
Salesmen?
Yeah.
Do you remember any particular individuals?
Yeah, Mr. Wiggs came from Greenville. He came every Tuesday. fix a special lunch for him on Tuesday.
Did Calhoun have a town hall? And where did the town council meet?
Well, the town hall was... I don't remember where it was today. It was over at Clemson.
Do you remember any of the officials when you were growing up?
No. I don't remember, and I don't know where people went to vote, because I didn't vote back then.
And you remember when women first voted in Calhoun?
No, I don't remember that.
Where was the town jail, and did anybody ever stay in it?
Oh, yeah. It was close to the railroad track, back of the paint house.
Who was ever in the jail?
What?
Who was in the jail?
Oh, different people.
For what crimes?
Huh?
For what crimes?
Getting drunk and fighting, I guess.
And what newspapers did you read?
We got the Anderson paper in Greenville.
And did Calhoun have a doctor or a dentist?
Calhoun itself did not have a doctor. We had to have a doctor from Central.
Who?
We had to go to Seneca for the dentist.
Who were the doctor and dentist?
What?
Who were the doctor and dentist?
In Seneca, Thompson. He was the dentist. And the doctor, Shirley, at Central.
Where did you go for shopping?
Hmm?
Where did you go for shopping?
Oh. Anderson usually pay cash and charges. Didn't have any money to buy much with.
What adults did you especially like when you were a child?
Well, Miss Norman Boggs was one that I especially liked, and Mrs. Agnes Boggs was another.
Were they both good friends of your? Were they both good friends of your mother?
Oh, yes, just friends of everybody. The white relationship between whites and blacks was superb, friendly. Never had any trouble with them. I think friendly would fit it.
Do you remember any particular ones of the black community?
Remember any one?
Particular people from the black community.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Well, Will Hawthorne. He worked a lot for us. Tom Dupree. Francis Dupree. Aunt Cindy, Janie, Irene. I got plenty of eight. Sue was stayed in the house with us. She was, I guess what you call a nanny, more or less. Her name was Bird, I tell.
Tell me more about Aunt Sue.
Aunt Sue. What you want to know about?
What else do you remember about her?
I remember she stayed in the house with us and slept in the room with us and took care of us. Just like one of the family. She's a dear old soul.
Tell me about your mother.
What about her?
Anything.
Well, I think that she was a tremendous person. She was a good businesswoman. She had a wonderful personality. She never saw anything bad in anybody, never said anything bad about anybody. Believed everything people told her. Let people owe hundreds and hundreds of dollars, never did collect it. What? I guess she had more friends than most anybody in town. Everybody liked her.
Had she loaned this money to people?
What?
Had she loaned the money to people that you said they owed her? Okay.
Is it on? Yes, people would stay there for weeks and board and room and go off and not pay a cent. And they would come back and pay it.
Let's talk about some of the older residents of the town, some of the lesser known ones. Do you remember the Grants?
Oh, goodness, the Millers, yes.
Or the Millers.
One of them was one of them that stayed in the jailhouse with us.
Where did the Millers live? Where did the Millers live?
Where did what?
Where did they live?
Oh, I don't even remember. The Brakefields, they lived in what was Miss Gert's house, and then they built a house behind Seals. And they lived down there by the Skirt's house. I know when I was 6 years old, because that was when the mad dog bit me, and Mr. Brakefield came up and beat him off of me with an iron rod. And doctor said, "That's all, save my life."
Do you remember the Perrys and when they moved there?
He worked somewhere at Clemson, but I don't know what he did. No, I don't remember. I never did know much about them. Well, you know which house they had. Have they remodeled or done anything? How does it look?
Very nice. It's an attorney's office. Who had the first cars in Calhoun?
How would I know that?
You don't remember them.
I don't know.
enough that everybody knew everybody else's business.
Yeah. And added on to it.
Whether it was true or not?
Is that all?
No. Do you remember L.C. Martin's drugstore over in Clemson? I'd like to hear about it.
Oh, L.C. Martin's drugstore was the place.